thinking that you might be able to let me stay in the house secretly till it gets dark and then let me sneak away unnoticed.
And go where? James, if you think they're not looking for you at that sad excuse for an apartment, you're crazy.
It's not that bad. Besides, the roaches are very happy.
Okay, so I'm Gus Fry, and I'm in the 11th grade. I'm playing James in the play.
Okay, and tell me about James. What kind of character is he?
He's an inventor who has gotten racked up a debt with Charles Camden, who is another character in the play, and he's attempting to escape.
Okay, and tell me more about this play. What's the story that goes on here?
The story is that there's the son of the estate owner, mm-hmm. and he's attempting to make some moves on one of the maids, but to no avail. Eventually, the inventor comes into the story, and he's trying to hide, but then the mob boss shows up, so he tries to escape. Fails and then has to come back, and then there's this whole chase scene.
Okay, I don't want to give away too much.
Don't want to give away too much.
All right.
My name is Gianni Vincent. I'm playing one of the main roles as a mobster. His name is Charles Camden.
What is he like? What is his character?
His character is real confident and very loving towards the other character, which is called Marcy Malinger, the ex-widow.
And he's a former boyfriend of hers? Or?
In the past, yes. Yeah. They have a long history.
But he's also he's kind of running from the cops, it looks like.
Yes, because he's a loan shark, and he has people that owe him money, and he needs to do bad business with them.
Looks like a fun play to put together.
It's very fun, actually. I wasn't really going to start until they told me to get into it, and then I was like, okay, I'll try it. And then I tried it, and I was like, oh, this is actually really, really exciting and interesting.
Great. All right. What else should people know about this performance?
It's going to be very funny. Although there's scenes where the cops are chasing people, it's more of just having fun and enjoying the performance, really.
Cool.
Gerald, darling, get your filthy feet off the table. Janice.
Yes, ma'am.
What time is it?
Quarter to six, ma'am.
Oh, my. They'll be here shortly.
Yes.
Bethany.
Yes, ma'am.
I want this place to be in tip-top shape. If so much as a single hair.
I'm Alice Neidefer, 11th grade, and I play the lead role, Marcy Malinger.
And that looks like quite a character to take on.
Yes, she definitely is. She is very confident. It's kind of like complimentary to Camden's character, more like he's complimentary to me, but anyways, Marcy is very full of herself. She is definitely in charge of the household, and she likes to give her assistants and her maids a hard time.
You get to boss everybody around in this play.
I do, definitely.
Is that fun?
Yeah, I like it.
Has it carried over to the rest of your life? Or?
It was probably there before, okay. In all honesty.
Okay, so it came naturally.
Definitely.
Okay, all right. Other parts of this play you want people to know about? A preview, a little sneak peek?
I don't know. The whole play is just, it's really fun. All the characters definitely have unique personalities, and they all work so well together, and it's a great blend of different characters.
My name is Jolice Lopez. My grade is 9, and my character is Bethany. She's a maid.
One of the ones that gets ordered around all the time.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't stop her from being sassy and sarcastic.
And the maids are a crucial part of this. It's, of course, part of the title and everything, but what role do they play here?
They're not main characters, but the secondary, and Sarah, she's one of the other maids, and she's one of the main characters. But Bethany's just kind of like the sidekick.
Is there deeper themes going on with this play that you see?
Well, besides Mr. Camden and his mob stuff going around, just Sarah trying to deal with her annoying brother.
And hiding him behind the couch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And my love interest for James, her brother.
Hi, Cindy Fry. I'm one of the teachers here at the high school, and this is my first time co-directing. I've been involved with the Mummers, but first time co-directing the high school play. And my co-director?
I'm Rowan Barraza. I'm also a teacher here at the high school.
And the two of you have taken on A Maid to Order is the name of it, right?
Correct. Yep, Maid to Order. It's awesome. fun play with lots of interaction between the characters. So,
how did you choose that one? Did that spark an interest for anyone? Or?
Yeah, we had a limited number of kids involved this year, and so we had to find the right script for that number, and then also wanted something that was fun, interactive, and allowed them to really shine. So I think that this one fit the bill.